That's what's great about New York. There's always a new neighborhood, a new restaurant.
A new man. Friday night, my first official date with Jack Berger.
I mean, you can order pork, but you can't get serious about a future with me because I'm not Jewish.
I'm in love with Steve.
Hold this.
Welcome to Rock.
Hello.
We'd like to get you started with a little amuse-bouche.
I'd like him to amuse my booze.
I'm becoming a Jew.
Last night, Berger started opening the X-File.
So what'd you do last night?
Nothing. Had accidental phone sex with Big. I started seeing someone.
Were you seeing someone the other night?
Yes, but it just got serious.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for you. He's just not that into
you. You have your leading lady running all over town wearing a scrunchie.
Seriously, Samantha, I'm in a...
November for what?
For our wedding.
Aren't you counting your matzo balls before they rise?
Miranda,
I'm afraid we want different things. You want to tell me all about you, and I don't want you to tell me all about you.
You said you couldn't marry me unless I was Jewish, and now I'm Jewish! Do you know how lucky you are to have me? Do you know what people out there think when they see us together, do you?
Yeah, I know what people are thinking. I just didn't think you were one of them.
I don't know what your problem is, but it doesn't have anything to do with a scrunchie.
Yeah, it's about the fact that my book is a big fat fucking failure.
My play starts previews this week. I was thinking you could come check it out.
I was married, and then I got divorced. And then I fell in love with my divorce lawyer, and we were gonna get married. But then I blew it, and we split up too.
It's a check from our publishers. They sold my book in Paris.
Steve slept over the other night.
Someone's gonna get hurt.
This is Courtney, my publisher.
Ex-publisher. I just got the boot. How's Berger handling it? He's so friggin' talented, I can't stand it. They should have never dropped a second book option.
Is this really what you want to do with your life?
Yeah, I love it. I'm an actor.
I'm sorry.
What do you have to be sorry about?
The shirt and the check. I feel awful. I would never
Hey, this has nothing to do with that. I think that check is great. Don't feel bad about that. You earned that.
I got stuck helping him make 20 cupcakes for his girlfriend's birthday. What did I think would happen?
He would see how great I make cupcakes and be back in love with me. Damn it! I fucked up Debbie's bee!
I am not gonna die on a bridge so that you can feel like some big man on a bike. And I'm sorry, but I am not sorry I made that money. I worked really hard for it. And I never thought that you would be the type of guy that would have a problem with that.
Well, neither did I, but I guess I do, don't I?
What's going on with us?
When did you stop being on my side?
First come the gays, then the girls, then the industry.
I just keep thinking, you know, if I stick with it, tried a little harder.
Carrie, no one can accuse you of not having tried. You did good.
I don't care if you ever marry me. I just want to be with you.
Harry and I made up, and he asked me to marry him.
Oh, my God!
What was your news?
Berger broke up with me on a Post-it.
I'm sorry I can't. Don't hate me. The motherfucker's concise.
If I hadn't accidentally gotten pregnant by Steve, I never would have had Brady and had no time to eat. So I never would have fit into my skinny jeans and realized this city is full of cute men.
You know what, maybe you should just meet her and get it over with.
I don't want to meet her. If I meet her, she's real, and that means Steve has an actual girlfriend.
It was jackrabbit sex. You know, pow, 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 pow.
Are straight men still allowed to do that?
No, they aren't. It's bad.
I wanted everything to be perfect.
You already had the perfect wedding, and the marriage, not so perfect.
And love means never having to say, you used me for sex.
I'm Miranda Hobbs.
Hi. And I'm Robert Leeds.
Welcome to the building.
Maybe you could put something between yourself and the white couch.
We got kind of an ass white couch situation here.
There's a pool a block from my apartment and I can't get in.
I saw my high school sweetheart and I think I might like him. Again.
I happen to know that Marcus used to be a gay escort.
I'm sort of in a mental institution.
Which one of you is Annabelle Bronstein?
I am.
That's impossible. Miss Bronstein is in London for the week.
No, I am Annabelle Bronstein.
And she's British.
As I was saying, dear sir, I am Annabelle Bronstein.
You were talking to that girl. Do you like her?
No. I like someone else. You.
Marcus was a gay escort, but he's been off the market since 1992.
I'm having a little heart thing done. They found a blockage.
Well, who the hell are you?
This is Robert.
I'm a doctor.
He's a doctor and my boyfriend.
Samantha, I like you. You like me. Fucking hold my hand.
Talking about us. Life's too short. What are we doing?
That's Alexander Petrovsky, the artist.
Last night, Robert said I love you.
I'm pregnant.
Very, very early. But I am.
Well, I'm growing it out. My hair, down there.
Sir, I cannot understand you.
This is Alexander Petrovsky calling for Carrie Bradshaw.
What happened?
Did
just went away. Doctor says it happens all the time.
I can't say I love you. I just can't. It's not in my DNA.
I found a gray hair down there. I'm Bozo the Bush.
Now is the time for guts and guile.
I'm real glad everything worked out. You and Robert, me and Steve. Because I really love him. I love you, Steve. I'm sorry. I should never have said that. It's just that I love you and I fucked everything up and now it's too late.
I love you too. You're the one.
Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So, to be clear, this is the season six recap.
But not all of season
not
six.
Not all of what I'm calling season six, which six is the A. first, yeah, which is the first 12 episodes. So if you're listening to this before you listen to one, which is what I call the season six finale, you're listening to it out of order.
One meaning the title of the episode.
Correct. That they managed to say the word one so many times.
Sensation.
I did go over. Yeah. So one thing that I did is I went and I screen grabbed all of the little summaries that I make for when the podcast gets posted
all
that
right.
I spend far too much time thinking about. So I figure I'll read those too. So our first episode is To Market. And I wrote, Elise and Mike are back for season six. Carrie is looking forward to her first date with Burger. Charlotte is thinking about making a huge decision involving her ongoing relationship with Harry. Samantha strikes up an affair with a hot and informed guy in her building. And Miranda comes to a sudden and dramatic realization involving Steve.
So what I'm thinking is that maybe we contact whoever distributes the DVDs and have them replace the DVD descriptions
with, <mine. laughs>
with your descriptions. And then instead of commentary, just our podcast.
That's a great idea.
One of my favorite things about this episode is how I thought he was going to break through the ceiling, like literally, and build an extra apartment. So here's something I noticed about this, though, too. Looking back at it now, since I didn't know where the episode was going to go, and I don't necessarily know if we covered this, but Charlotte has a full Elizabeth Taylor storyline starting with this episode. So when they're shopping at Eli's, she makes the comment to Carrie, do you know Elizabeth Taylor converted to Judaism for Eddie Fisher? She changed her religion for the man she loved. And Carrie chimes in, and a big honking piece of jewelry. Are you thinking of pulling an Elizabeth Taylor? So, and then we find out that the ring she gets is inspired by Elizabeth Taylor.
A lot of Elizabeth
and then
Taylor.
Season six ends with her watching the documentary on Elizabeth Taylor. So, yeah, I just think that's like an interesting thing that I didn't catch because I'm watching it for the first time.
Right.
But now I see, because at first when we were watching it, I must have forgotten about this episode. And I was thinking, why they need to make that ring an Elizabeth Taylor? Yeah, I don't know.
You know, while we're on the subject, because here's another thing that I think about sometimes with you watching this for the first time, because there have been moments when you've said, this doesn't feel like Sex in the City, or, you know, like they would have slept together, or it's not as sexual as it feels like Sex in the City should go. And I do think there's something to be said for the fact that, like, when I watched season six, it was 5 years after I watched season one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so for me, there was this transition. Like, it was a year later, two
right.
years later, three. Whereas for you, you're like, you were just watching season two, like, a couple months ago, it
right.
feels like. So I think that is a very different, I think that definitely has something to do with your perspective on the characters.
Yeah, like, I didn't give the characters a chance to grow.
Right. Let them grow, Elise.
Let them grow.
So I did write the questions as well, because
okay.
the question on this one was, why do we keep investing? And that was, you know, a tie into her opening the stock market. It is almost funny to be like, oh, right, that Kilkenny guy was in the first episode of
yeah.
this season.
Another thing that I think, and I know I commented about this when we talked about it, but Carrie, when she's on the street and she runs into Aiden, she's wearing a dress over jeans. And I talked about how that was a cool thing. I just got an email from Madewell about a month or so ago that said how to wear a dress over jeans.
Oh,
I was you could either open this email or look at my MySpace photos from 2000 and whatever. The moment I can't get over in this one is when they are outside of, when it's Carrie and Aiden outside of that store, and Aiden goes, do you want to meet her? And I'm just thinking how uncomfortable that must be for Carrie.
Yeah. Especially considering that, like, timing-wise, mm-hmm. he must have met her, like, 3 days after they broke up in order to get married and have that baby.
Yeah. Cute very baby. Awkward. Tater.
Oh, my gosh. That baby is so cute. That's what I can't get over, how cute that baby is. So
And he's totally checking her out, though, as she walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that. I mean, I guess Carrie's short, so maybe he's just kind of looking down, but I think he's looking up.
So I wrote two quotes because I couldn't decide. Because one is, like, just sort of a random thing that Carrie says in mm-hmm. response to Charlotte bringing up Elizabeth Taylor when she says, I'm thrown by the change of topic, but I do appreciate the trivia.
Okay.
Just a funny line that I enjoy. And then I like Charlotte when she says, well, now I can't say anything because you brought up the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah. And one that, this was actually a serious one that I wrote. There's the type of date you can't wait to keep and the type of date you know, you both know you'll never keep.
Yeah.
And I just really like that because it's so true.
It's very,
and
very
true.
And there's
so many.
And sad and like melancholy.
And I'm such a people pleaser in my life that there are people that I have no desire in seeing that things are best that we actually don't talk that often. Yet there's many times where I'm thinking I should just text that person because I don't want them to be mad at me, or I don't know. It's just, I feel like I have to be friends with everyone. I don't want anyone mad at me.
Hmm. Well, news, everyone's mad at you, at least.
And then I've like made awkward plans that I don't need to go to for this reason. I'm getting better at it, but.
All right, shall we go on to Great Sexpectations?
Sure.
Carrie and Berger's relationship continues with one maybe not so minor issue. Meanwhile, Miranda is in a relationship with her television. Mike is so a Miranda. Charlotte has decided to convert to Judaism, and Samantha has her sights set on the hot waiter serving the not hot food. Plus, Elise finally gets to meet her doppelganger.
Oh, yeah. My doppelganger, Julia Murney, who is not my doppelganger.
Which
at
I
all.
Love that you watch this and we're like, is she in a later episode?
Julia Murney is beautiful.
You are too, Elise.
Oh, well, thank you. But like, there was, it was more about the fact I was, because I knew Julia Murney before I saw this, so I wasn't expecting to magically look like Julia Murney in this episode. I was expecting her to be wearing exactly what I wore to that interview, where the manager said I looked like Julia Murney in Sex and the City. Is she in the movies? Is she in anything else? No, that was it. That was the moment. I don't know if I have a picture of that outfit anywhere. I know exactly what it was. If I could find one and put it next to this, that would be great. I'll think about it. I'll think if I can find it. So I looked, because I remember you were really affected by those apple slice garnishes on those drinks.
Yeah.
So I spent some time looking at the other drinks in the restaurant to see if there was anything. No, there's actually a lot of iced teas that people are drinking in this restaurant. But my favorite quote from this episode does come from Raw, and it's Samantha's gross comment where she says, I'm gonna need a napkin to dry off my seat. That waiter was hot.
That is my exact quote. We yeah. are a match.
Oh, good.
We are a match here. Yeah, there you go.
Are you gonna message me now?
Maybe.
You swiped
Should
right.
We go out?
We swiped right on that quote. The moment that I was still just like, is how grossed out everyone was by that soup.
Oh, right. But I've had even like a wheatgrass shot that does just taste like lawn.
I know, but I just can't. It's probably a gazpacho. Like, probably. Just settle down. It's not yeah. going to be that gross.
So then we have the perfect present. Mm-hmm. So I wrote, Carrie goes to Berger's apartment for the first time. Samantha hooks up with the Raw waiter again. Charlotte converts. And Miranda also has a storyline. But here's what this episode is really about. Who do you think Elise thinks co-starred with David Duchovny on The X-Files? You have until the final moments of this episode to guess. That was my
it
favorite
was
thing.
Gillian Anderson.
It was Gillian Anderson.
I thought it could have been Gina Davis.
Yeah. The question of this one was, can you get to a future if your past is present? We do a lot of playing with present, past, and future.
When they're all talk, I don't know if we covered this in the episode, but when they're all talking about their exes at Jennifer Coolidge's purse party, Miranda takes a past app and just says, that's good tuna. Like, has nothing to do with anything they're talking about. She just had the app, and that's me.
I'd like to know if that was in the script.
I hope it was. I hope someone thought that Miranda, like, because rewatching these two, I'm thinking, oh, that's so Miranda, you know, because now we're close.
Yeah.
Charlotte says, Carrie, you have to know where he's been so you know what you're getting. I like that Sam says, as long as what you get doesn't itch, I say you're fine. And I have written down, Mike, don't tell me. I'm like, what is that? It means you would be the person that doesn't want to know where they've been?
I don't know. I think that if I was actually dating someone, I think I would want to know every single thing about them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that I would be that person to be like, what's going to be the thing? Like, what's going to go wrong here? Let's get there as quickly as possible.
Okay. But if you weren't, you just don't want to know.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just thinking of everything going in the freezer.
Yeah, but that has more to do with, like, me.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to know about me.
Oh, okay. And then my thing that I was just kind of like, what? At the end of this episode, they do a close-up of Carrie and Burger sleeping. They haven't been drinking. There's no reason why this would have happened. But Carrie is in a full, newly applied face. Like, smoky eye. It looks like that lip liner was just put on. And I know she has Clinique take the day off makeup remover at home, because mm-hmm. I've seen it. She might not have it at Burger's, but at least bring a face wipe. I mean, that's rude. She's going to get makeup all over his pillowcases.
Right.
I just thought that was a strange...
Is this there, when they're in bed at his place?
Yeah.
My favorite line that I wrote down was in response to Samantha noticing the waiter from Raw and saying, oh, I fucked that guy. And just Carrie going, oh, that guy.
Yeah, I was. How many times has Samantha said that? My favorite quote was just, that's good tuna.
That's a good quote. Mm-hmm. So then we have pick a little, talk a little. Burger meets the girls. Samantha learns something real about Jerry. Charlotte makes dinner. Carrie and Burger use the L word, and Miranda tries out a new catchphrase. Some of it goes okay, some of it goes great, and some of it goes very not well. That was a weird thing that I wrote.
Sometimes Mike writes these at like 3 a.m.
Sometimes. Are there times when the ladies...
I saw that arc in your brain of like, what was I thinking? Right. I just saw you. You were surprised by what you wrote.
Well, because usually I will do it in the daytime before I go to work. But there are those times that, because I usually work mm-hmm. Saturday nights, and I'll get home and I'll be so tired. And then like, I'll suddenly think, oh no, I didn't post the episode. Yeah. And then I'll like agonize over what to write. So the question on this one was, are there times when the ladies should just shut the fuck up? And I think we kind of talked about that. There are times we probably all can maybe not say the things that we want to say.
Yeah, everything. Burger.
Everything. Don't say anything you ever want to say.
No. Burger wins for my best quote when he shouldn't have said it, but I love nice hat.
Oh, that's so mean.
Just because I've been talking about Carrie Bradshaw's fascinators this whole podcast.
Burger was the first one to finally bring it up.
Yeah, because I've always wondered, you know, Carrie dresses very eccentrically, mm-hmm. and I like it for the most part. But the men she dates do not. You know, it's not like she's dating these overly artistic types, with the exception of Michal. Wait, that's not it. What's his name that I'm saying wrong?
His real name or his character name?
Character name.
His character name is
Alexander. Yes, but it is Michal Burfshnikov.
Mikhail.
But see, I was trying to do the wrong
thing. Yeah, there you go.
With the exception of him, she doesn't date these super artistic guys. So I often wonder, do they even see this?
Right.
Like, on these dates, does Burger even realize? So when he says nice hat, I'm like, okay, so they see it. They see what we're seeing.
They're aware of the hat.
Yeah.
I wrote my favorite. This is a reaction line. Once again, it has to do with when Charlotte is basically saying that she and Harry are definitely going to get married.
It's but shared. I don't know what that means.
Here's a moment that I can't get over, and I didn't talk about it in the moment, but when I was rewatching, I was appalled. Carrie says, fudgesicle or nutty buddy? And Burger says, nutty buddy, and she says, this is the one I wanted anyway. Talking about the fudgesicle.
Uh-huh.
A fudgesicle is a chocolate-flavored popsicle. She wanted that over the ice cream cone that has chocolate on it in a cone that has chocolate in it topped with peanuts. Whenever I think of fudgesicles, I think of Weight Watchers and why you like only have them because they're 1 or 2 points. And she didn't want that. Like, that made me mad in that moment. And if she did want that, then she doesn't even want ice cream.
I feel you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, maybe she only had so many points left, though.
Carrie Bradshaw's not on Weight Watchers. But... And at this point, they might have... No, I think they were doing points. At this point, it could have been like 1 half fat, 1 starch. But either way, like, does anyone want a fudgesicle?
Not over a...
Yeah. You know, like, I would get one now because I want chocolate and I'm... You know, I had too much ice cream before. But
No such That's thing it. As too much ice cream.
Thank you, Mike.
So then we get to lights, camera, relationship. Carrie and Burger take a big step, and Carrie discovers a secret Burger is keeping. Samantha decides to help Jerry pursue his passion. Charlotte deals with the aftermath of her breakup, and Miranda F's up Debbie's B. It's hilarious and heartbreaking.
That's actually my favorite line.
Well, that's my favorite line, too.
Damn it, I fucked up Debbie's B.
And it's such a great line, and I said this before, and I feel like it sounds weird, but part of what is so funny about it is Cynthia Nixon's, like, heartbreaking reaction. She doesn't say it as a funny line. Like, she's really, really upset, and it's so good.
And I even wrote down that I love this scene where Cynthia Nixon's just trying not to cry.
Yeah.
And you see it from the moment Steve says, oh no, they're for Debbie. I didn't want a cake, but she didn't say anything about a cupcake. And you immediately see the change happen there.
Yeah. Because she showed up like ready to flirt.
Yeah, ready to make those cupcakes.
Yeah.
And I still don't think you need milk for a box cake.
I don't think you do either.
And there was a little thing on the side of my Amazon that said that Miranda acts as if she's never made a cake, but we saw her make a whole devil's food cake before.
Right, yeah.
Another thing that I didn't really notice before in this episode is when they run into Courtney outside of 67 Wine. Do you think Courtney wants to F Burger? Because she's very passionate about the fact that Burger got fired. She wants to invite him over for a sympathy drink. She calls him cute.
I mean, there might be some attraction there, but I feel
maybe
like
Carrie could set them up.
I feel like when we saw their interaction before, she was almost a little bit over him. Like when we first met Burger in season 5.
Never heard of me. What does that say about your publicity department?
Not your primary market.
Right, because she's not in my immediate family.
That scene, she definitely seemed not into.
Well, maybe
him.
Now, you know, maybe she was being a professional. And maybe. Now that they no longer have professional ties, she's thinking
just
that Elise they could.
Just writing her fan fiction.
Yeah, and maybe Carrie could set it up via a Post-it carrier pigeon. Like slap a Post-it to the back of a pigeon. Bring this to Burger.
That's not how that works. I don't think.
Have you ever sent a carrier pigeon?
So we get to hop, skip, and a week.
All right. Well, favorite quote maybe of the series is just don't say F.
Oh, I got. Well, we matched up a lot on this one.
Oh, is that what you said too?
Yeah.
And I posted on Twitter and Instagram because Lady Gaga just tweeted the letter F. Not at us, not at anyone in particular. She just tweeted the letter F. And all of her, like, monsters, I think that's what she calls her fans.
Little monsters.
They were saying they knew what it meant. They're like, no, this is because she's about to drop something, you guys. I still don't know what it meant, but I just had to. I wish I was famous because that would have been like such a good. Sometimes I have these ideas and I'm like this. So I just retweeted it and wrote, don't say F, Magda. HBO UK liked it, but
HBO UK is really on our side.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
So I had written, there's a lot of change happening here. Samantha is helping to turn Smith into a star. Miranda has to make some changes either at work or at home. And Carrie and Charlotte find themselves in surprising places in both of the relationships. Also, Peter Herman.
Pee-wee Herman.
Terrible. Oh, and I did notice on rewatching, because we had made the comment when she first says that she's a freelance writer and no one can cover for her. We're like, why can't she just take her laptop to jury duty?
Right.
And she is, in fact, on her laptop in the second scene when she's in jury duty, because that's when she types the question, which is, do we need distance to get close? So she figured it out for day two. She was like, well, I guess I could just bring my laptop with me.
But also, Carrie, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Like, duh.
Yeah.
We have already done this. I noticed in Miranda's house, she has a very long CD player. She has one of those CD players that's like 6 discs
long. Those were like cutting edge when
really
they came out.
Got those at Sharper Image.
I'm sure. I had a 300 CD changer at one point.
You just put all of them in?
Put all of them in there, and then you have to go through and use a little tiny wheel to label them all. And you could make up to like 6 categories. So I had like a Broadway category. But the category that I always played was just
Indigo Girls.
Chick Rock.
Oh.
And we'd be like, Chick Rock Random. And it would just play all of my Indigo Girls and Alanis Morissettes and Fiona Apples and,
Tori Amos.
Tori Amoses.
Amy. Who's the other one? Tori Amy. Ani DiFranco.
I only have one of hers. I have her like first live double. I feel like by the time I got around to being into her, she had too many albums out and it felt overwhelming.
The Murmurs.
I don't know Kate Bush or the Murmurs.
At all?
No, I mean, I've heard of them.
Okay.
So the post-it always sticks twice. It's just a few hours from where we left off in the previous episode, and two of the girls have major news. Charlotte is engaged to Harry, and Berger broke up with Carrie via a post-it. Samantha has some advice for how Smith should handle relationship questions in his first big TV appearance, and Miranda has an epiphany after fitting into her skinny jeans. Yeah, do we search for lessons to lessen the pain? We talked about that. And I think that, I don't know that we ever got...
I usually just search for ice cream.
I feel like we maybe never got to what the point of this is that sometimes maybe things just happen for a reason, and we look for a reason.
And sometimes things happen for a reason, and you don't see the reason till years later.
Right.
My favorite quote is just, "Hi, it's me, you're a dick." Mostly because I want to use it at some point.
That whole scene at bed, I think, is so good. Like, there are so many gems.
The thing about Alan, where is it? Where I wrote, where, yeah. Just so you know, Alan.
It's all good. And like, we have to go immediately. But my favorite line, and it's just because it's the one that I use not infrequently, is from the very beginning where she just goes, "Oh, you're so busy."
Oh, yeah.
"You're so busy."
Another thing that I just thought was funny is at the end when Orfe and friends, yell at them, and someone said, "Very few women can pull off anger in a tube top." And it made me think, a lot of people in tube tops seem angry. It seems true. Like a type of shirt that you would wear maybe if you've had too many at a bar, if you're, it just seems like an angry shirt.
I also feel like angry in a tube top is a good, like, album name.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of memories of Britney Spears being angry.
In a tube top.
It just seems like a disheveled blouse. It seems like a shirt that maybe one who's just a little disheveled might
Well, you forgot part of your clothes.
Yeah, and I feel like it's an easy thing. Like, if you're hungover, throw on a tube top.
So then we have the catch. I wrote, it's another incredibly quickly put together wedding day for Charlotte.
Of course.
Carrie ends up regretting a hookup with the best man. Miranda hides from Steve's new girlfriend. And Samantha is getting used to having Smith around. Plus, Michelle Branch.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Nope. That's...
Vanessa Carlton.
That's Vanessa Carlton. The mistake made round the world for several years.
I remember saying I couldn't get over the 2 hours on a trapeze.
Yeah.
I still can't get over 2 hours of trapeze.
And 2 hours later, she was hooked. That line doesn't make any sense
to
me.
So I did some research on the Trapeze School New York website. Classes usually are 2 hours. However, they also usually are filled with 10 students. So you wouldn't probably be on the trapeze dangling yourself for 2 hours. Yeah. So there's probably like an initial safety course and lessons, and each person gets a little bit of time. I don't think Carrie's just like swinging for 2 hours.
She's just swinging for, yeah, just hanging out for 2 hours.
Also, I really want to go back and commend. No, is that a word? Commend.
It is a word.
Okay.
I
want to commend Fatty on their performance under the bed.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
It's just great. Like, doesn't move.
Really,
really
good concentration,
work.
Fatty.
And another thing that I liked about this episode that I didn't... It's not that I didn't catch it the first time, but I didn't know the first time.
You didn't catch it the first time?
Oh. Is the choice of just showing Debbie's shoes. Because we see, she's in, like, a sexy shoe. Mm-hmm. And also the choice when they drop Brady's binky... And she goes to grab it. She has a very well done French manicure to pick it up. So all Miranda now has seen is that, Debbie, like, has her nails done. She sounds cute. She has cute shoes. And even on Amazon, on the side where they show me headshots of everyone and who is in the scene, all they show is Debbie's shoe for her name.
Yeah, it's funny. It makes me wonder if that was the actress who would go on to play that character.
I think it is, because it sounds like her song. Her song. It sounds like her voice. But looking back at it now, I think it's really cool that they were kind of painting this character for Miranda. Like, this Debbie's hot.
But just didn't want to pay the actress for one more episode.
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of saw it. I don't know.
Yeah. When did it stop being fun and start being scary? Like I said 30. I stand by it. And then, I mean, I don't know. My favorite line, I think, is probably Carrie responding to Charlotte's, the picture has a mustache, and she says, "Maybe it's just my paper and your paper."
My favorite line from this is Miranda's response to Steve, where she just says, I don't need to meet her. Because this whole thing, the way Miranda behaves in this arc is me. I mean, I'm like a driven, independent, you know, I take care of myself, I take care of business. But when it comes to matters of the heart, if you will, I have no confidence and no ability to, like, you know, handle those situations. It's fine. Debbie, do you want me to, like, make something for Debbie's birthday? I don't want to be there, but, you know, that would be me.
Yeah, I feel you. So we get to my least enjoyable episode of this series, A Woman's Right to Shoes. I will also say, like, I don't know if it was the day before or the day after we recorded this one, and I was talking to our friend Katie about the fact that we were recording the episode, A Woman's Right to Shoes, and she, I think her response was like, wait, is that the actual name of the episode? I guess it is a funny name.
When you actually look at names of episodes, they're funny.
Yeah.
Someone in the writer's room has a great time making, and not just Sex and the City, I mean, a lot of series. Friends did a good job of, and I know this, of just like a through line for theirs, where it was like the one with, the one where, the one that.
And except for the finale, which was called The Last One.
Oh. Spoilers. Friends also, ended?
I hated this episode so much that I did not.
Well, I have a butthole on.
Okay, go for that and I'll find the description.
Okay, so my butthole on is that Carrie wrote on Instagram to say that, because we talk about in here, why did she have the baby shower after? And Carrie wrote to tell us that in her circle of friends, baby showers after the baby is born are super common. They're called meet the baby. And so I did a quick Google of this, and it is a thing, meet the baby. Not a lot of times are they showers, but more frequently now they're doing it that way. A lot of times they also have parties called Sip and Sees, where you invite your friends over for drinks and to see the baby, usually like 3 to 4 weeks after the baby's born. I was thinking, should we host a sip and see every time we get a haircut? Like, hey guys, I look good. Let's, I want you to come over and just look at me.
Are you telling me that Carrie Bradshaw sent a thing on Instagram about this?
Yes, Carrie. No, Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
As in Carrie Washington.
I was thrown for a moment.
Wait. It wasn't Carrie Washington. It was a listener named Carrie. But that Carrie Washington spells it with a K-E.
Yes. So what
show is she on?
Scandal.
Scandal. I knew it was a Shonda Rhimes.
Yes. But what does Shonda rhyme with?
Fonda.
Okay, good job. So Fonda. I had written, Mike doesn't love this episode. Miranda gets to know the hot new guy in her building, which is great, even though Elise just thinks it's a distraction from Steve. Charlotte has an issue with Harry and addresses it, which is basically the healthiest thing that has ever happened on this show. But then Carrie deals with a shoe-shaming mom, and Samantha has a very messy lunch. This episode is enraging. Enjoy.
Were you mad when you wrote that?
I might have been.
Sometimes
I hate this
Mike
episode
gets
so
mad
much.
About things that... I think he holds on to things.
Never.
Like last night we tried to get dinner at 10 p.m. on the Upper West Side and couldn't find food anywhere.
Everything closed.
We left each other at the subway just hungry and angry. And we're on a group text with some friends and I told them all about what was going on at like 10:30 p.m. Mike chimed in. And then 2 hours later, I just get a text from Mike that just says on the same thread, I mean, they should at least post their hours.
It wasn't really out of nowhere. It was in response to one of our friends had reacted to a previous line.
But I just love the idea of Mike 2 hours later getting re-mad about something. Favorite quote, hands down. Hello, Santa.
Oh, that's a good one. I wrote because they hang and the dipping. But that's mostly because I love Charlotte's reaction and then Carrie's, where Charlotte has her hands over her face. And
yeah.
It's pretty good. I hate this episode. All right, so the next episode...
How can Charlotte be so grossed out by tea bags when wasn't she the one making, like, the vag lick face?
I guess Remember? That's true.
Yeah. Charlotte, relax.
So Boy Interrupted. This one is all about high school. Carrie meets up with her high school sweetheart and finds out that the spark is still there. Samantha tells a lie so she can hang with the cool kids. Miranda has a crush, but he might be into a cheerleader. And Charlotte finds out something about Marcus right before he and Stanford are supposed to go to the prom. Drama.
If you follow us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook or both, Mike and I posted our senior prom pics.
Yes. I was going to have us post our senior pictures as well. We should do that for fun, maybe.
I didn't get senior pictures.
Oh.
Well, I had one taken just for the yearbook, but at the time I was... because senior pictures were a big deal. You spent a lot of money on them. And I said to my mom, you know, Mom, I want to like lose weight, feel my best self, and just get some headshots done.
Okay.
So I got one for the yearbook, which I guess I could post that. It's not very good, though.
I got two because at the beginning of my senior year, through most of high school, I had long hair. Mm. And my hair in the beginning of my senior year was long-ish and black. Like, I had dyed it black. Mm. And literally, I think the week after senior pictures were taken, which we had gone to Zinn, which was like the nice place to get your
in
pictures
in my mind,
taken.
You looked like Yanni.
I did not look anything like Yanni.
Okay.
But like a week after the pictures were taken, I cut my hair really short and my mom was a little bit mad. She was like, okay, well, you can use the other one for the yearbook, but we're getting new pictures taken with your short hair. So I have two, the one that went in the yearbook and then the one that hangs on my mom's wall in her house. And I look like different people in them, but maybe we'll put them side by side together.
Yeah, and Mike wants everyone to know that he designed the vest he wore for prom.
I did. I designed it. And if you, yeah, someone mentioned the chain around mm-hmm. the neck, but that was also because if I turned around, there were three chains like hanging on the back of the vest also.
And his prom date made it for him.
Yes, she sewed it. She designed her own dress and she, she was quite the seamstress.
My prom dress was actually a 1940s dress that was my grandmother's. And then it was black. And then I put that on. And my mom worked at a bridal shop. So they made me this skirt that I put underneath it. So when I turned around, I had exposed black tooling.
Ooh.
And my date was such a trooper because my mother, who's like the queen of yesteryear, wanted to do a whole 1940s photo shoot. So, and he went along with it. And she made me this photo book called Elise and Timmy Go to the Prom. And it's all black and white inspired photos. And yeah. All good stuff. So something in this episode I can't get over is I still don't know why Anthony was just sitting at home skimming through back issues of Honcho.
Yeah, it is a weird one.
Wasn't the internet around? Couldn't he, if he really needed to look at some dudes?
I mean, yeah, at this point. It still wasn't at all what it is now. Like, it's still, like, if you still bought magazines and videos at this point. I mean, there was some online.
He could have gone to the booths.
The booths. Yeah, when it comes to matters of the heart, did we have it right in high school? Absolutely not. A couple of things that I didn't... I don't think that I brought this up. I think I mentioned it to you later. But when they were getting ready to do this episode, Soho House had not opened yet.
Right.
And Michael Patrick King had to go to them and be like, hey, we'd really like to film at the pool. Like, we have a whole storyline about this. And they basically said, okay, we'll be open on blah, blah, blah date. And he said, I'm going to need you to open 3 weeks earlier than that. So they actually had to like rush opening Soho House so they could film there.
Opening for the season or just opening that?
Opening in general. Oh. Like, this was the year that Soho House opened. Like,
Soho House also is not in Soho.
Yeah, it's in Soho in London. Yeah, so it's called Soho House no matter where it is. There are many of them, but it is, yeah, you were in actual Soho recently and trying to figure out where it was. And I had to tell you that it's actually in Meatpacking, which makes sense because that's where Samantha lives.
I always assumed that Soho House originated in New York and they just have them around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that I could look into that more, but my understanding is that
assuming you're right.
The other thing that I didn't bring up at the time, because Kim Cattrall goes into her like weird English accent, was Kim Cattrall actually was born in Liverpool. Like she was born in England.
She is one of the Beatles.
Like, she does actually have a very good English accent.
Okay.
So that adds to the sort of
humor. Yeah, she did a production of Private Lives.
Yeah, which I don't think I saw.
But that would have been done in an English accent.
Yes, yeah.
Look at me.
Knowing a thing about a play.
Yeah, I guess I know about theater. Yeah.
So I wrote that my favorite line is, I was raised in India.
Oh, duh. I didn't write a favorite line, but I picked up on a few things. So when Anthony reveals that Stanford's boyfriend, what's his name?
Marcus
is
Paul.
Is in Honcho. He called himself Paul. A few episodes earlier, when Samantha can't remember Jared's name, she calls him, or doesn't know Jared's name, she calls him Paul. That's just their go-to.
Yeah, random person.
Their go-to, name. Like, what is it? What is it, a sobriquet? Is that your name? That's from Grey Gardens. I don't know. You're like, how do you know that name? About. A person's nickname. Yeah. They say it in the Grey Gardens. Yeah, like, is that their go-to alias,
okay.
Paul? Another thing is Samantha, at the restaurant they go to for their breakfast, the diner, whatever they go to, she has a full bowl of pineapple with some blueberries. That would never happen if you ordered a seasonal fruit bowl at a diner. You would just be sitting there with like a bowl of cantaloupe and one banana.
A lot of melon. Yeah, lot of melon and some banana.
So that's an A+ fruit bowl. Yeah.
So then we get to the domino effect. Big is back in town, but it's not just to have dinner with Carrie. The issue of how to introduce Steve to Miranda's new boyfriend takes care of itself. Charlotte finds a new way to deal with her fertility issues. And when Smith gets back from filming, he wants Samantha to try something she's not entirely comfortable with. Now, is this when we should mention that you thinking that breaking your toe
is that
not a big deal is the reason why our friend slash coworker slash slash listener Arlen broke her toe and now has to wear a special sandal? Well, I think she actually opted not to wear the special sandal.
So I actually have another friend that I noticed on social media broke his toe and posted being in a boot. I tell you guys, I'm sorry. I'm ruining everything. It is apparently the way you fix a broken toe.
To be honest, I agreed with you.
The only reason why I said I thought it was excessive is everyone always says if you break your toe, there's nothing they can do for it. There's nothing. Like, there's
tape it to the one next to it and wait for it to heal.
Yeah, that's what you should just do with everything in life. If you're at urgent care and you're throwing up, it's like, what do? I don't know. Just tape yourself to that guy and wait to heal. Yeah, everyone always says that. When you break a toe, they're just like, well, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, but
I mean, we had a friend who had a very serious toe injury.
Yes, she broke two toes, I want to say.
Two toes, yeah. Did she wear a boot?
See, now I feel like I can't remember, but I feel like she had like a full-on like cast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
Toe breaking is serious stuff. Elise.
All I'm thinking about is there's this disease right now that's going around that's mosquito-borne, and apparently there's no cure for it, and there's nothing you can do, and 1 in 3 people die, and I get bit by mosquitoes all the time.
Huh. Is that in New York?
Well, I noticed it because they found 5 cases in Michigan. Oh. That's where my family is. I think because it's from horses, I think it's usually in like more rural areas. And my roommate told me that this stuff happens every year and I just need to relax.
Let's be scared anyway.
Yeah, but Mike has never been bit by a mosquito.
Ever in my life. They hate me. Yeah, how dangerous is an open heart? I think we covered that one pretty well.
Yeah, actually, these last two episodes, I didn't have a ton to say because I think they're so recent that we've covered them.
I think, and I wrote my favorite line, and it's a kind of a weird one, but I just like Carrie's reaction when she says, "And to think he served us food." So then we get to one, which I don't have a thing for because I haven't done it yet.
No, we haven't even released it yet.
It is edited. It is done. It's in the Dropbox. But yeah.
Like, don't tell them our secrets.
I know. So, that's the most recent. I guess we don't really need it because you've theoretically just listened to it. All right. What happens in one? Charlotte gets pregnant and then loses the baby. Samantha becomes Bozo the Bush.
Mm-hmm. Carrie meets
the Russian.
Alexander.
And the most important thing, Miranda tells Steve that she loves him.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I also like my favorite.
That's the actual, to me, like, climax of. I know that's not really a season finale, and I feel like the writer's room would be mad at me for comparing this to a season finale. So here we go. I'm going to now finally explain why I'm going to call the next season 7. And there actually, to me, is a very good reason.
Mike is pointing at me.
I am. I'm pointing. I'm using my finger. It's because when these episodes were released on DVD, I didn't buy a season 6 that contained 20 episodes.
Uh-oh.
I had to go buy a season 6 that contained 12 episodes. And then many, many months later, I had to go buy a season 6 that contained 8 more episodes. And they didn't cost the amount that one season would cost. They cost like $38 for each collection. Because that's how much TV on DVD used to cost.
It cost $38 for one...
For like one season. It used to cost a lot of money to buy one season of HBO. I feel like there may be less now because I do still buy like the DVDs for like Game of Thrones, though. Am I going to buy that last season? So anyways, that's why I call it a season 7, because I had to put my money down for a 7th time to buy that DVD collection.
This is the series of things that like Mike Jensen stresses out over that he just doesn't need to. No one needs to buy DVDs anymore. You don't need to buy these DVDs anymore. And I feel like it's giving you a lot of unneeded stress.
But there are so many great bonus things on the DVDs.
I know, but I feel like you want that last season of Game of Thrones, but you don't want it. But you're going to sit there, and every time I sit on my couch, I'm going to look over and see that I don't have a complete Game of Thrones. But I'm never going to watch it.
No.
It's terrible.
Watch it. It was awful.
Right. But that's what you're going to do. You're just going to sit there and just, yeah, it's like a frozen snapshot in time sitting on Mike Jensen's couch and looking over and seeing all the DVDs.
So the question was, when will Waiting for the One be done? We had a very good discussion.
When you
about
go into
one.
The laundry room and make the cake, because then yeah. He's there.
The candle. Look at the candle.
Look at the candle. Steve got a candle. I love. Where is the cake?
We didn't really talk about Carrie eating food sitting on the toilet in the bathroom, which is the thing that I'm always a little bit like. You can wait till you get out of the bathroom to eat that pasta salad.
You've
never
eaten anything
on
the toilet.
I'm sure that I don't think that I've actively eaten, but I feel like I've still been chewing.
And oh, even there's then, been times been like, when I've been in a hurry and I've straight up been peeing and eating a granola bar at the same exact time.
Really,
and anyone who says they've
there.
Never eaten on the toilet is lying. The same people that say they've never peed in the shower.
Liars.
The same people that say they've never peed in the pool.
I don't know if I can say my favorite line out loud.
Yeah, my favorite line is probably your favorite line, which is no man wants to F grandma's pee.
I don't know if it sounds better or worse when you sub the letters.
What about grandpa?
No, not even grandpa.
No.
So there you go. We could always go with I'm Bozo the Bush. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I think we had some pretty similar favorite lines this season.
Yeah, well.
We're really simpatico at this point.
We're on the same cycle.
We've synced up. And there you go. That's what I'm going to call season 6.
I love this. I love, though, that I know I said this in the episode, but Magda as Mrs. Potts. Like, if we were casting Beauty and the Beast, Magda would definitely be Mrs. Potts. I think Charlotte would be Belle. It's not really a Carrie.
Maybe. Belle feels a little more...
Belle does feel Carrie because then Big could be the Beast.
Right.
Babette would be Samantha.
Okay, absolutely.
Fatty would have to be the rug.
So there you go. There's season 6. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
The cheesemonger would play the cheesemonger.
Season 7. Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Let There Be Light.
So blossom for me, Carrie Bradshaw. Ew.
Okay.
Don't put that in. Why do I? And I knew this when I wrote this today. I was going to be like, what am I going to? Why would this? Okay. I get it. Carrie has a, or.
Samantha is helping to turn Smith into, oh, that makes me so mad. See, this is what I agonize over. I wrote,
you made a typo.
Samantha is helping to turn Smith into Star. Maybe that was in Magda's voice.
Yeah.
So what it should say is.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite line is just Miranda saying, I love you, to Steve.
That's not till the next episode.
Oh, shit.
Spoiler, we'll get there.
Or is the same people that say they're not pooping right now as they listen to this.
You think everyone listening to this right now is pooping?
I am. Crazy old Maurice would be Miranda.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, thank you. And then I guess I got everyone else. Stanford would be Lumiere.
Brady would be Chip.
Yes, for sure.